What Happens to Wolves? We're visiting today with Tim Van Dielen, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Tim, can you give us an idea about the lifespan of a wolf and what typically ends their lives?
Well, as far as we know from radio collaring data, wolves die for a variety of reasons. Quite often, they'll get hit on the road. Wolves are also territorial. So on the margins of a habitat or where there's territorial disputes between packs, wolves will kill each other. Wolves die of disease. We've had wolves sometimes starve to death.
Tim, you've done some research. Can you tell us anything new or different that you found?
The basic population dynamics equations is very simple. It says that the number of animals born minus the number of animals dying is the net addition or subtraction from the population. So if we have a population that we can count every year, like we do with wolves, we count them every winter, then we can mathematically fit an equation to that growth using things like observed deaths and estimated reproduction. And when we can't get that to reconcile, then we need some additional deaths, which are unobserved, to make the growth rate that we see agree with the mortality and the reproductive rates that we're measuring. And the suspicion is that some of those unobserved deaths are illegal killing, because we do, from our radio tracking data, have good estimates on the relative amounts of deaths that are due to these other things, like being killed by other wolves, or dying of disease, or being hit on the road.
And Tim, what would you like to see done with wolf management going forward?
Well, one of the very unique things about wolf management in Wisconsin is that we're managing this population now at a pretty high exploitation rate, meaning that we've got heavy harvest seasons. Those are designed implicitly to reduce the wolf population. Harvest management theory would suggest that there's some danger of long-term instability. I think that the most important thing that the managers of Wisconsin's wolf population need to do is to keep putting efforts into monitoring the wolf population, tracking population trend, tracking the extent to which wolves live on the landscape. Those are going to be the two measurements that you're going to be able to use to, you know, identify some sort of an instability and then be able to deal with it.
What kind of conflicts do people have with wolves here in Wisconsin?
There's a lot of talk about wolves having impacts on deer. You know, in some places, that's probably reality. In some places, it might be more perception than reality. We actually don't find a whole lot of wolf predation on adult deer, which would be the mechanism by which wolves would have the most impact on the deer herd. Which isn't to say, you know, if you're the unlucky individual whose hunting 40 happens to be sitting right on top of a wolf rendezvous zone, then you might not be seeing very many deer.
We've been visiting with Tim Van Dielen, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.